There's a dog.
I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congressional Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order September 15th at 11 a.m. We're meeting immediately following session. We've had a break since the session was adjourned. Roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Speaker Pratt? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here. Okay, let the minister reflect, we have all five members present. So we have four. Congresswoman Edwards is going to help us this morning.
Do you have anything for this day? As we go about the work of our Osage Nation Congress, give us kind hearts, strong minds to do the will of the people. We ask these things in the name of your son, Jesus.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Approval of minutes.
We had recovered all bases earlier today.
September 13th attached to the agenda sheet.
Should Maria pray this morning?
Yes. It was a nice prayer.
It was. Well, I said she covered all the bases.
She prayed for football players?
No.
No, we know better than to do that.
Please review the minutes.
All of them.
Okay.
I think I covered them.
I see how you come back.
Protections and stuff.
No, I tell myself that God is not involved in making tests.
Can we get back?
I'm not disagreeing. We are.
Thank you, Chairman.
You started it. She's not even reading.
Somebody else has my right now.
Oh.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes made by Congressman Walker, is there a second?
Second.
Here, again, all in favor of approving the minutes as submitted, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Minutes are approved as submitted. As you can see on item five on the agenda, we have ONCA 1799. Just an act to approve an appropriation of the executive branch of the Osage Nation. And we have 15 sections here. Some of them are larger than others, so they vary. For those present, if it's helpful to group your sections together, if you're here, I'll make every attempt to do that for you this morning. I can't say it'll always be possible, but I do want to make it convenient for the staff, employees. What we have first is section 35, and I don't know if the budget analyst or if someone here can drive this video board to bring up those budgets, but who do we have present for section 35? And also, I think, senior farmers market nutrition, section 90. If you want to discuss both of those?
Not all.
35 and 90, okay. So 35, we'll start with.
It wasn't.
And if you could just make an opening remark about the program, I know this is a brand new program, but it just helps orient
us. Okay. Farmers Market serves the same WIC clients that we serve. They get a $20 voucher from June to September to use. And this year we happen to have 16 farmers. That was an increase from last year. We had 11. And so we try to bring we try to bring the farmers right to the clinics so that the participants, you know, it's not a barrier for them to go get their vouchers redeemed. And that's fresh fruits and vegetables. And then the senior farmers market is the same concept, but it's for seniors. And I'm going to take over that program in 18. Sue has it currently under the Elder Nutrition Program, and WIC's going to handle that going forward. And so we provide $25 worth of vouchers of fresh fruits and vegetables from June to September for the Elder Program.
Where do those monies come from?
USDA.
USDA?
Uh-huh.
No private?
No, all, well, we have a matching on the WIC program of $2,282. A matching on the farmer's market nutrition program.
Elder is defined as what age?
55 and over.
Okay. I say that because I think the elderly is defined differently in some other bills.
Yes.
I'm assuming you're using the family definition.
Yes.
For example, the elder parking places, I believe, are 65. Is that correct, Speaker?
Yes.
Okay, so I had that, I was advised this at last month.
Did you qualify? Did you qualify or not?
No, not yet. I've
Well, I will say, I had that discussion, and in that age group was not ready to be included, so I don't know.
Okay. So the $31,325 is USDA?
Yes.
Okay. And I see some expenses. But it's the $26,000 direct services that represents the vouchers?
Yes, that's,
and that's
the...
how much is it, $25?
For the farmer's market, it's
$20 for farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's the other six for then?
The other, the 20, no, the $20 voucher.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. They get a $20 voucher.
So, under the definition of direct assistance in the law, is this all direct assistance?
Yes, it's all food.
Okay. I want to compliment this program in utilizing the vast majority of the money that's given there to direct assistance. We don't always see this, so I'm satisfied that this is a great ratio of direct assistance to administrative costs.
Congressman Walker.
I'm ready to make the standardized motion and move farmers market along, but because of what Congresswoman Edwards said, because we're gonna have this discussion. That says direct services. So we crossed this bridge yesterday, I believe. There's a difference between direct assistance and direct services in our definition. So
that's why I ask.
Okay.
This is not the format that we ask the executive branch recall. This is not our format. This is their format.
Let's see what the legislative bill says in the line. We can make an amendment in the appropriations bill to say direct assistance.
We don't need to because that she just said that's all direct assistance, why I asked.
In the budget it says direct services.
I know, but I asked her, is this all direct assistance, and she said yes.
Okay, so you don't want to denote that in the legislative bill?
No. Is okay. That okay?
Yeah.
I think it is. You want to look at it or not?
No, but okay. I thought that the discussion at the table was to denote direct assistance in a different way than direct services. So I was just trying to stay consistent with what has happened previous in committees in the legislative bill. So if that's not the will of this committee, we won't do so.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Good deal. Direct assistance in the bill.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you.
Is there a motion or action for further discussion?
No.
He was going to make that motion.
I'll make that.
Is there a motion to reflect?
Motion to ponder. Move to reflect that the committee has fully considered Section 35, Farmers Market Nutrition of ONCA 1799.
Second.
I think that's it. If you want me to change it, I'm all for following the law and consistency. Withdraw and reassert. Motion to have the minutes and the committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review of Section 7 of ONCA 1799. Did I really say that?
Second.
Section 35.
Discussion to the motion.
Section 35.
Section 35. Discussion of the motion. Hearing that, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed say no. Abstaining. Okay. Section 35 is in the process. Next is Section 90, which is a related program. How interesting is the first to the last one? And so Section 90 is the next one.
I'm looking for it too in this book. Might be under social services since it used to be under.
Elder nutrition.
Right. So you probably have to go.
It's up there.
Is there an elder nutrition?
Senior farmers.
Yes. I think it's going to be under the other.
I think that's it.
The top elder nutrition program?
It says senior. No, that's not it. That's Title VI. What percentage of that budget is direct assistance versus administrative cost, do you know? If I had a calculator, I could figure it.
I got one right here, Crystal.
1.5?
I got it.
Go, it's, go back, RJ. It's on your list. Well, I don't, I should say, I don't know if you guys think you're stuff. Oh, thank you. Really tell like you were. See, wait, I'm just going to give it a guess.
I just doubt it.
There you go.
We did the same thing.
See, we're on the same page.
Senior farmers market. Okay, go ahead.
70%?
77.
77%. Good to know.
So go ahead, whatever you can tell us about how this program is different.
Okay. Just like this farmer's market, we provide a $25 voucher for the seniors who are 55 and older from June to September for fresh fruits and vegetables. We also bring the market to the people, and generally it's at Title VI. That's kind of all, I mean, it's pretty simple.
She said most of that in the first.
I'm sorry, I'm in, so this, is this financial based?
Yes. There is a spot for their income, so they self-claim income.
Okay, and so there is a threshold that you need to be under in order to get the voucher?
Yes, it's 185% of the poverty level.
And did you say that they can utilize the voucher anywhere?
We have a list of farmers that we give them. We also provide nutrition education to them.
So they can't use it in just a grocery store?
No, they cannot. Our farmers have to have, grow at least one crop themselves, and we've actually got some really good farmers this year. We had 16, and it's been really good. So we share with the farmer's market nutrition program for WIC as well.
Anybody need to see the budget? Financial source, is that also USDA?
USDA.
Okay. The staff that administrates this program, what are their salaries?
So it's a percentage, and it, with the WIC one, it's a kind of a crazy calculation. It's about 10%, and so what happens is, on my staff, it's our breastfeeding coordinator, supervisor, and she dedicates from June to September for farmer's market. So 10% of her pay is allocated toward farmer's market. And then, right now, in Sue's program, I believe she has a staff member that is done the same exact way. So next year, when we take it over, we'll utilize Donna Patterson, who's the breastfeeding supervisor, in that capacity for both programs. Because they dually run, everything is pretty much the same. And so she'll have 20% of her wages allocated to farmer's market, well, 10 to farmer's market and 10 to senior farmer's market.
And is that, does that explanation, do we find that explanation somewhere? Is that in the support documentation?
Yes. It is on the second page. Well, it's on this page. So under the salary and wages, it says compliance reporting supervisor, 10%. seven pay periods, June through September.
But where do you think that? It's, what if he was doing it first?
Yes, yes.
It doesn't tell how much.
Yes, it does. On Jody's.
There's budget, I think.
Because they don't, I don't think. Well, I understand what she's saying, but she's saying it's 10 here, 20 here, 30 here, and that's what I'm looking for, that language, so that if somebody like me was looking at it for the first time, I wanted to know now, how do we pay this person? I could see it to say, this is where, and for our budget analyst too, this, is it in the plan?
It's right here. Compliance reporting supervisor and breastfeeding training supervisor.
Allocated salary.
Allocated salary.
Yeah, my question is there anywhere I could say, okay, this person is 20%, it comes 20% here, 30% here, 50% here? Jody?
Ms. Rebar, can you clarify for us?
I understand what you're saying, and what we do typically is that we say 10%, because the directors are looking at their individual budgets and they know exactly where they're coming from. And I see what you're saying, that's why we chose to put in the annual plans whether their salaries are allocated or not. The reason we don't put which program is when you're dealing with grants and they have different funding cycles, sometimes that percentage may change throughout the year. And so then that would cause us to have to revise or amend a program plan. So what we're trying to do is to at least let you guys know, hey, this particular position has an allocated salary. We didn't want to hold ourselves to 10% farmer's market, 50% with.
But how does the accounting office know then?
Well, they know because when we do the, we have a form that we use on Paycom. And once the budgets are approved, then we notify payroll. And Paycom actually can split out those percentages, and the directors notify them once the grants have been approved and the budgets and what have you. So we keep track of it. It's a grant, it's a regulation that stipulates we have to do time and effort reports. I know Congresswoman, or Congressman Walker's very familiar with that. We have to track by law those percentages. And some departments do it weekly and some monthly, but we turn it into the accounting office as part of our audits.
So I'm going to put notes, an N, that means we need to figure out how to know that, because I go in and say to our budget analyst, okay, so where does the salary for this person come from? And he's not going to be able to know that unless he goes and asks Paycom. So there's a document that I can, that he can receive, that you guys already have, that says, this is where that, how that's allocated out. That helps him answer my questions. You see where I'm going?
Yes, yes, ma'am. I do, maybe that would be a document, like we have asked, you know, speaker, if that's something that you'd like to receive, then, you know, reach out to HR.
Okay.
Right now, the problem is when you're looking at the projected, you know, schedule or document here, what's happening is HR, they have a copy of this, but it's not set in stone. But I see what you're looking for is where you can locate it. And so they can provide that information, just if you give them well in advance, we can.
What's the total number of FTEs allocated to this program?
For this particular program, you only have, is it one?
Is it one?
One or two?
Is it one?
Just one, yes, sir.
Any other questions?
I would assume full-time employee.
Talking Spanish, do you?
Any other questions on that?
Motion to have the minutes of committee report reflect the committee has completed review of section 90 of ONCA 1799.
Your second.
Second.
Second, by Commissioner Pratt, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, no. Section 90 is. Next one here, I have financial assistance, section 36. Are there any other sections?
Thank you, ma'am. Manon, you're welcome, you're welcome.
Thank you, my favorite.
You're welcome.
Section 67.
67.
With financial assistance, and that's the only other one, sir.
Who's here to speak for 36 and 67?
Jennifer.
Okay, very good, back again, very good. At least her third trip here to the building tonight.
Jennifer has left the building.
Okay. Okay, so we've got financial assistance, section 36.
Where is that?
Constituent services? How would that be?
Child, family, and senior services.
Child, family, and senior services?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And health and wellness?
I'm just guessing again, but which one?
Which budget? Here? Is there a program plan that you would like to see or not?
I would.
Let me ask you this, this term financial assistance, there are various departments and programs that comprise or offer financial assistance, and they're located in different programs within the nation, right? So that's what's a little confusing. You see, we've got it up there twice. Part of it can be associated with constituent services. Are you part of that one as well? Okay, and then this financial assistance, I guess the best one is specify how that's different from the ones you may have already commented on.
Presented on. Like I said, it might be helpful if I just say what programs are under financial assistance department. Like I said, we do have the 477 programs, which is, the TANA, our GA, our workforce adult, workforce youth, and our trade school. Then we also have, our housing programs, which is our voucher program and the HUD-VASH. Then we have our LIHEAP program, which is our energy assistance program. We also have the CSPG, which does like all of the youth sports and helps, financially with youth sports and equipment and, fees for that. Then we also have the crisis program, the disability program, the burial program, regional gathering. Did I leave anything out? Thank you. I think
disability.
That's constituent services.
You guys are still doing disability assistance also?
Yes. Yes. Those are all under me.
Will disability assistance be part of the budget discussion?
It should be on this one.
Okay. Is that in your program plan here? The disability?
Not specifically. Like I said, I did one program plan that kind of encompassed all of them.
That's a lot of programs.
It is a lot.
Ms. Rebra?
The reason we did the redesign, sir, was that we were, it was for the constituents, because we're trying to create a one-stop shop so that we can better assist the constituent when they come in, and so that we have an area we can identify barriers immediately to address their needs. And so we tried to do that concept in the Welcome Center to try to have our child care and our housing, the tax commission for ID purposes, membership,
child care,
employment, HR, all in one area to better assist the constituent.
Well, the Congress is, of course, interested in all of your programs, but I know in the last 2 years we've talked a lot more about the disability assistance perhaps than others, and it's the reason I'm asking about that. So I think if you're going to combine them all together, I think it behooves you going forward for future years to try to separate them, so at least at some point we can read about them. I think it's good for administrative plan, but for us trying to, for example, single out disability, because I think we still probably have particular interest, because at one time we were doing appropriations specifically for that in a separate bill. Now it's combined in this budget bill, or this section of the larger bill. So,
yes.
Anything you can say specifically about the disability assistance program?
Disability, we did hold a meeting a month back with the executive. Also had Congresswoman Bucklehead, who was the original sponsor of the bill, she sat in as well. We also had some representatives from the clinic, just to kind of get a better understanding of disability and what her original intentions of how the program were going to work, and that, it needed some restructuring done. So we did do that. That's been accomplished. We have new policies, new ways that they can qualify for it. If you go to our website, we do have the new policy. It is up on the web.
So it's not in here in the program, but it's on the website.
Right. The entire policy is up on the website.
We're probably not going to read that right here at this meeting.
Well, I kind of want to.
I think part of what's been the concern about the disability assistance, and maybe that's been completely addressed, we're not asking to meet on and recreate this policy, but part of it, many people felt like the bar was set too low to qualify.
Yes.
Because there wasn't enough language that specified more clearly. And so we've all been aware that the monies were all expended by sometime within October, all awarded. And So can you just hit the high points of how that qualification criteria changed?
Yes, we put in a few things to kind of address some of the issues that, you know, people had mentioned before, or, you know, some of the setbacks that we had seen with it. One of them is there is, to qualify now, it cannot just be a physician statement. You have to actually have a letter showing that you are disabled from either the Social Security Administration, the VA. It can be like if you're on short-term or long-term, you know, from your employer, but it has to be something that's already been established. It can't just be you go to your local doctor that says, yeah, they can't work, here you go. That part's been taken out. So that's a lot more structured now. The other change that we made is, you know, a lot of times, you know, one of the misconceptions was that it was just the same people. So now there, we have put in there that you can't get it in back-to-back years. So if they got the assistance last year, they're not eligible for this year. It just, again, because it's, you know, that amount of money can only go so far. We want to reach the most people we can, and it runs out so quickly, or it did run out so quickly, that we put that in. That way it gives a little bit more people a chance. And also we took out the first come, first serve, so that it's no longer, you know, a rush for everybody to get them in first thing. And we set priorities and a preference. It'll be elders and the youth under 18. They will get priority. And so we will help those categories first before opening it up to everybody else.
And those are all tribal funds, correct?
Yes.
Now, what's the total amount appropriate for that?
In this budget, we've asked for 100,000. That was the other thing. The other change that we did make is we did cut the assistance down from 1,000 to 500. And in the application, we made that a little bit tighter. They have to actually list what their need is. Before, it was just kind of like they show their paperwork and, you know, the benefit was given. Now they have to list, you know, I'm disabled, I need this assistance, and it's not being covered somewhere else.
What degree of disability is required to qualify? 100%, totally unable to work, 50%?
We don't do a percentage as long as they have, you know, if they've got the document saying that they're disabled from one of those categories, then that's what we do.
Those are going to have a percentage listed. VA has a percentage.
Right, I mean, we don't care what the percentage is.
So any degree of disability, say 10% disability, that's gonna qualify as much as someone that's 100% disabled.
Yes, as long as they're identifying what that need is. You know, I mean, again, it's the whole purpose, like I said, when we met with the Congresswoman, her whole purpose on that was, you know, that sometimes they need things that are not being covered. You know, they are unlimited, usually limited income. The health benefit card typically runs out. You know, it was, I think the examples that she kind of used, you know, if somebody had lost their sight, maybe they need to take Braille classes. That's where this was supposed to step in. And I just think, you know, when it came out, it didn't quite work the way she had thought it was going to. So we tried to tighten it up and put some of those. We used some of her language and her major life activities, and they have to show how one of their major life activities is being hindered and how this could help.
So when you talk about the preference, I understand that, I think, and maybe if I read that, it'll help me. But what does that mean? If someone that applies that's under the age of 55, then they have to wait till the end of the year, or is it a quarterly assessment? How's it assessed?
Again, that's something that, you know, is fairly new for this process, but what we were planning on doing is we would open up for those categories, the elders and the under 18, for the first month before we start taking the applications of others and see how far that funding gets us.
Okay, so where do we find that in the policy so that people know?
Yeah, that part, that would be on the application showing what dates that they're eligible to apply.
So don't you think that needs to be somewhere in the policy itself so people know? I mean, maybe up at the top, I mean, where people, if they're looking at it, it says, you have to apply, or the preference is given to elders from this date to that date, and then from this date to that date, however you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it need to be so that they can see it?
Yes, and that's why we put it on the application, because typically they rarely read the policies. I mean, I just hate to say what they do. They rarely read the policies, so we try to put it boldly on.
Okay, so where is the application on here too?
No, we do not have that on yet. We have waited because of the past couple of years with it. They would get bombarded with applications beforehand of people wanting to try to get in that first come, first serve.
And so we purposely held it off the website until we opened that up just to prevent everybody, because then they get very upset because, well, I faxed it to you a month ago, how am I not on the top of the list?
Right.
Well, that's not how we're doing it this year. So we get many phone calls and we've explained that and shown them the new policy and how, you know, try to explain that to them, but that's why we purposely not posted it yet.
One more. So the application will be available October 1st, is that
yes.
the day?
Yes.
And so what happens is on October 1st, elders are entitled to submit their application, and then at some, what's the date for veterans or youth? Is that the October 1st?
Those are all, yes, they can all three of those categories will get preference, so they will have it opened a month earlier than anybody else so that, you know, they have that opportunity to get their stuff in. You know, again, taking out that first come, first serve, we're trying to make it where it's not just, basically where locals don't get a priority because they're just here and they can get their stuff in faster.
And
we wanted to really make sure that it's equal.
And will that be announced then, starting now, in the news and the places that people from mm-hmm. outside the reservation or that aren't fully aware of this will know?
Yes. As okay. soon, you know, like I said, as soon as it passes here and we know we're funded, we don't want to announce it before. You know,
no, I
just
get
in case
that.
You guys said, no, we're not doing it.
How is this established here? It may not be in one of these documents. How is this established? This may give you a number. This may give you a number. About 5%, 10%, 50%, the mayor may not specify this here. Do you not require any type of medical statement anymore? I realize it's not sufficient by itself.
Right.
Does this like have to be combined by a medical statement that describes this, or they just write it out themselves?
Typically, that's how they just okay. are documented. It's, okay. It'll be part of their backup documentation to prove, you know, what.
They describe it.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
How many dollars were in that line for FY17's budget for the disability assistance?
17 was $150,000.
$150,000. And how long did it? And you weren't operating under the policies that you're currently discussing with
right.
us?
Right. They were under the
so
old
this
policies.
Will, this is yeah. your new run at the new policies to try to make the playing field more level?
Yes.
Okay. And so how quickly was that money? How long was it before you were out of funds?
Like I said, that was before I started, but I believe they said it was about a month, maybe 5 weeks, and it was completely exhausted.
So why are you asking for a lesser amount this year if your experience is that the money doesn't last very long?
We've cut the benefit amount in half, so we'll actually cutting it down to 100,000, but we'll still be able to help
500.
Yes, or yeah, we cut the benefit amount to 500, so we'll still be able to help 200 people, which was 50 people more than last year.
And do you have any idea what percentage of people of the Osage Nation can qualify for this?
No, I do not know that.
And the other question, when you look at where it says employment or payment validation, what does that mean?
Typically, whenever you are on short-term or long-term disability from your job, you have some kind of paperwork showing that you're getting a short-term disability or you're on long-term disability. So that's just kind of something from their employer showing that, or if they're getting a short-term disability paycheck.
So you either have to produce it from an agency or a private insurance company. Mm-hmm. Those are the two ways now that you can qualify for this. Showing disability from either a government agency mm-hmm. or a private insurance company. Those are the only two verifications you're going to take, right? That's what it says.
Yeah.
Can you clarify?
Yes, this third-party verification is exactly the same as it's been the last 2 years. However, like she said, we removed the physician statement. So these were the types of third-party verification that we had asked for in the past.
I'm sure the clinic was glad to be taken out.
Yes, they were. Dr. Ramsey was.
They had a lot of concerns yes. about that statement being in there and the level of, you know, a regular physician being able to basically say you're disabled and making that qualification. They were very uncomfortable with some of the things that were coming back on that.
So it used to be third-party private insurer or physician statement, and now it's not physician statement.
Right.
And why do you use the word that may include? Just out of curiosity.
What we did find was some of our applicants could have one or the other. And they could be a veteran that was receiving veteran benefits but still be on short-term disability through employment. So it could be may as one or the other.
Okay, I would just think
may include one or the other.
That's
include workman's comp.
Yes, workman's comp verification.
Oh, I just would think that it would be clearer to say of one of the following or something like that, because when you say may, that tends to make someone believe that you don't, it's not limited to those things, it might be something else. So I can give you something else, some other kind of documentation. If this is the only kind of documentation that they can give you, then it would be one of the following.
Do we have any amendments, changes, or action on this section?
I just have a comment on it, if I can, and I'll be brief. But just sitting here and kind of knowing the history of how this has worked in the financial assistance department, I wonder as a legislator, the person that appropriates the money, I realize that the people that receive it, it helps them. But I think the need is far greater than what this appropriation even scrapes the surface of. I think that some members may feel like there's not equal treatment in the ability to get it. I think this is really a shortfall for a need. So I don't know. I don't have problems with the whole concept of it. I have problems with how we fund it and how we administer it, which is jointly as a nation. So I'm looking at your budget, and I'm looking, we've spent a lot of time on this one, but you have crisis assistance here also that benefits our members, maybe not in the disabled category, but how far do those dollars go for your crisis assistance dollars?
Actually, this year, it's lasted longer, I believe, than any other year. We actually did not come close to running out until this month, and we probably could have made it the entire year had it not been for the two natural disasters that we've just experienced, because we have been getting applications from, the Houston area and Florida area.
So you didn't have to deny anybody because of lack of funding, in other words?
Exactly.
And right. Did you decrease that benefit, the amount that could be distributed as we...
No.
How much is the limit?
It is still up to $1,000. Now, it's not guaranteed $1,000.
It
depends on, their need and what they're asking for. But, yes.
And the reason I started asking these questions is just kind of to view, because I realize that this, although I think we either need to bolster disability assistance, I mean, if it runs out in a month, apparently there's a need. There's people out there that need this. And I think it's true. I've heard that going around the country. So...
Now, and just to kind of go on that, if they get disability, it does not knock them out of getting crisis. If they have another crisis, they are still eligible for that program
I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing here with our money at the table, and I know that this falls short.
So I moved a request from the department that they track with a report. I have to write this down. To track and report to the Congress on a monthly basis the number of applications we are receiving and the number of awards, so that we can actively see. That's the motion.
Is there a second? Second to the motion. Hearing that, the motion dies for lack of a second. Any other questions, discussion, or movement on the second?
I believe it's well within our ability as the legislative body to request reports specifically, but that motion, the form of that motion didn't seem too much like, was it a request? Read it to me again.
It was. It was a request.
I don't think it was stated that way. It was, I didn't.
What word did you not like?
I don't know. I think that we could ask, I think we can ask for reporting from the, from our entities. I think that's perfectly fine. I think we just need to do it in a more specific.
That's what I was trying to do. So what was the word that was wrong? Because what I want to see, which we do not have, and I've never seen, is a report that says, this is how many applications we got, and this is how many we could not fulfill because we didn't have enough money. So if we're trying to figure out, I think that's one of the things that you wanted, these are the applications versus what we could do, and here's a shortfall, we need to track that. And it needs to come to us because we're the money people. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So if you want to phrase my motion in a different way so that the chair knows to continue to ask and they know to continue to report, I'm happy to hear a better motion.
Congressman Walker.
Perhaps we could start by email from the speaker to the executive branch somehow.
And we have Jody. We have Ms. Rebard here at the table, and I know.
Or send it yourself.
I would just.
I don't think I have authority to just go.
Wait, until you're called up. Congressman Walker, will you complete your.
No, I was going to preface my motion with that comment. I make a motion to have the minutes and committee report reflect the committee has sent a complete review of Section 36 of ONCA 1799.
Is there a second to the motion? Not hearing any second to the motion. Motion dies. We'll act the second. Congresswoman Blackmon.
We have these people at the table with us, and I have worked at this table with Ms. Rebard, and she has shown me some good data that's a lot of the entities that are under the executive branch are producing, because I believe that they're looking at it too. So I'd just like to ask the question of how do you guys handle it, and is that data available that we might want to look for, that we're talking about? And the reason we want to utilize it is to see what the need is out there so we can appropriate more. So.
And to that, and to Congresswoman Edwards, the reason, so this will be our third year in disability, and the way that we've come about to make changes based off the data, and we do have a system that we do use, and we are checking it, that's how we're making decisions, and the data we're using it is in real time. Last year, I believe, after the disability was completed, you had Kelly Corbin from OFPR come and report to you, but we were never invited to the table. And our data was a lot stronger with more detail. We weren't able to come to the table to answer those questions, but we do have charts and we do have good information on these, not just this program, but the other programs under financial assistance, because we clearly understand these are tribal dollars. And it's just as important to us to track data to make decisions for our people. And so I just want you to be well aware that we are tracking it and we can provide at any time. Actually, you know, our folks are, that's part of their requirement, is to report that even to the DO's office.
But I'd just like, we've got 15 minutes before we adjourn, a recess until later today. Is there an additional rephrase motion or any other action we're going to take in this session? Do you plan to reassert a different motion or?
Well, I didn't know what was wrong with the one I did, but I can point out that Congresswoman Whitehorn says, I've seen some data sometime. Ms. Rebard says, we've got lots of data. Now, my goal is that I get to see the data, and as does every other congressperson, so that we don't have to sit here and waste 15 minutes figuring out that she's got it, and I don't got it. So all I'm trying to do is get a process by which that data gets to the Congress, gets stamped in, and the Congress members get it.
Consider reasserting your motion.
Move to request. Is that okay?
Perfect.
That the Financial Assistance Department, is that correct? provide a report to Congress. How often do you track it? Monthly? On a monthly basis?
Well, we track it in live time every time.
Okay, so on a month, but I don't need you to send it every day, on a monthly basis to the Congress regarding the level of request and the monetary balance of the financial assistance.
Second. Second.
Second. Motion made in second. Dana, do you have that?
And the monetary balance?
Yes.
Any discussion?
Financial assistance programs.
Ms. Oldham.
Are you on the monetary balance of each application or the total? Like the end of balance at the end of the month, how much is left? Or how much has been expended?
Any further discussion or questions? Congressman Walker.
I'm going to vote no because this could start a trend. We could start asking every program director for a monthly report for this and that. I mean, I think we have the ability to at least request the information from the executive branch that we've not tried yet. So I'll be voting no for this.
Any other questions, comments? We're ready to vote. All in favor of the motion, say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed, say no.
No.
Speaker.
She voted yes.
Yes, okay. So it seems 41 vote. Motion passes. Is there any other action or motions on this section 36?
Move to have the minutes and the committee report reflect the committee has done a complete review of section 36 of section of ONCA 1799.
Is there a second?
A second.
Made and seconded to reflect the minutes of 36 has been complete. Discussion.
Weren't there like five different sections in there? We only talked about one, right?
In financial assistance?
Well, financial assistance, that was section 36.
That's the only budget. We've already reviewed some of the programs.
The disability.
Has been at the table with us before.
Okay, so I'm just making sure we didn't miss anything else that we were supposed to talk about.
Well, it's a 67 that's coming up here for section.
Okay, as long as we hit all this.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, 36 is processed. 67, which is low income house home energy assistance program, also known as LIHEAP. Just make some opening remarks and we'll.
Okay. Our LIHEAP program, it is federally funded. We've had the program for a number of years. It provides assistance with heating and cooling bills for eligible applicants throughout the year.
Do you use the Osage Nation defined criteria? Is that defined by the granting agency?
It is defined by the granting agency.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's kind of lunchtime for the other employees that we're sitting here waiting for us to get to. And I realized we were going to recess until this evening, but I would just say you might let them know that they could.
Many okay to complete to recess after 67 is discussed and dismiss the other people that are here waiting until 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we're going to finish with this overly section 67. The others have been patiently waiting. Thank you for this. It's always hard to predict the time frame. Now we're going to be recessing. We'll be reconvening at 3, but we're going to be starting with the Health Authority Board's budget, and then we'll resume our list. Okay, thank you. Okay, continue.
Thank you.
LIHEAP. LIHEAP. Mm-hmm.
Any
questions
do.
Regarding LIHEAP program section?
This is so confusing to not have an organization chart to see where these things go.
Would that possibly be under child and family?
It's a child and family.
Yes, it's under.
Yes, child and family. And then financial assistance.
LIHEAP.
Shannon, I think that's your alarm going off.
My card's not here.
Federal. Okay, where's the source of source of federal funds? It's a grant from DOI or HHS?
Yes, I'm sorry. I have so
amended contract.
Which one?
Here's the, yeah.
Ages.
Overall, is the amount of federal funding from last year to this year static, increased, or decreased?
Right now, it's static. Of course, with the new administration changes in the national government, LIHEAP has been given a 3-month extension, so we know we're going to be funded for the first 3 months. However, after that, it's anybody's guess. So we are going to continue as if it's going to be funded.
So the assistant principal chief talked to us today about the planning. What is the plan if the assistance is not provided?
We had a meeting about this several months ago. I think the contingency plan on this is, I mean, first you can see we removed what portion of salaries were in that budget just in case this program is not federally funded again. The other thing is in the NAHASDA budget, we put extra money into the voucher program and added into that policy where we could do utility assistance with on the voucher program in case something was to happen with LIHEAP. That way that benefit is still, those people are still being served somehow by some program.
What is extra money from what revenue source?
It's in the NAHASDA, like I said.
Oh, in the NAHASDA.
Yes, yes. We just put more into the voucher line item in anticipation that this goes away. Now, if this doesn't go away, then look around.
Are there questions or comments on the LIHEAP Section 67 contract?
You know what percentage of, is that direct service, all direct assistance?
Yes, that is directly to the clients to pay, like I said, pay their heating, pay their cooling, and we also do HVAC repair.
What percentage, does this funding make it through the end of the year?
Yes.
For us?
Mm-hmm.
I think you already asked that, sorry.
No, I was asking specifically to those tribal benefits we issued.
Right. Additional questions?
How many persons are impacted by this?
Got those.
Energy assistance as far as utility bills, we've assisted in this past year 325. 241 of those were Osage. And for HVAC assistance this year, we've assisted 8, 5 of those were Osage.
And is there a report that we could have that you could submit for us to us for that? I like to track that. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I need a motion, or she can be able to deliver that, and I will have
a motion. Motion for that. Okay. It feels like that's necessary. So would you like her to email me to the clerk for just?
Right. She'll submit it to Shanna Walker, the clerk. She will document it and distribute it to all the Congress. And probably back to you.
Any further questions, Ms. Rebar?
We're trying, I mean, I'm seeing where you're going, but I prefer a process.
I prefer a process, too.
Well, if you want to come up with that and let us know, we'll be more than happy to give you what it is that you need. We had asked the speaker that prior to these meetings, if she would reach out to us, and we would let the directors know exactly what to bring so it can be presented in this fashion for you. And we were not notified on financial assistance or LIHEAP to bring that information. We would love to share that with you. It was just not requested.
Okay. We'll work on that. That sounds like something we need to work on. I can tell you that in the education committee, for example, we asked for a semi-annual report that has all the information in it.
Are you further questions, comments, or motion on Section 67?
Just a quick clarification. So, because Ms. Rebar did say that the Director of Operations did notify me, I did notify the members of Congress, but I obviously we don't know what questions might come up just in the middle of. So, are you asking that question and you're wanting an answer, like, you know, like an email and give her time to get that to us?
I will try to develop a request that's like a semi-annual report.
Okay, I get it.
And that way we'll get the information over, we can look at it, and then if we have questions as a result of that information, then we'll formulate our questions.
Right, and once we do that, I would be happy to, again, go back and do a formal request to you all.
So for clarification, so for financial assistance, you want it monthly, but the rest of them semi-annual? I'm just looking for a clarification. so that I can tell the directors, look, this is what you need to do. And I don't want to say, but on this program, it's a different time.
How often do they report to you? Don't they provide a written report to you?
Yes, they do. They report to us quarterly.
Okay, then quarterly, can I request that that monthly report be amended? Although I kind of wanted it monthly because it's a new program, and I wanted to see how it tracks through, how quickly we run out, in case we want to make some changes.
So when you say can this be asked without motion?
No. I'll leave the other one, which is we may want to supplement that with more funding. This one, I'm just interested in the numbers. She says there's sufficient funding in there. So I would say, on the others, yes, a quarterly report, the same that you get, is fine.
Okay. Any other questions or action or movement on section 67?
I don't know the magic words.
Here, there's some magic words right there.
Congresswoman Evans. I move to have the minutes. I move to have the minutes reflect the committee. I move to have the minutes of the committee report reflect that the committee has done a complete review on section 67 of ONCA 1799.
Second. Motion's made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Okay.
To recess.
Motion to recess until 3 p.m.?
Yes.
Your second.
Can I ask a question in the discussion? Or I'll second and then we'll discuss.
Is there a second?
You said all second, then discuss.
Okay, your second. Okay, motion made and seconded for recess until 3 p.m. discussion.
Are we finished with Ms. Everly's programs? I know that you're more on top of that. Are you? That's it for
right now? We are. Okay. I don't think there's any more questions to be posed to you. So
I just would hate for her to have to come back after lunch, too, after this.
Well, unless she has one on this list, then we could work together.
I think the rest are no longer being.
Thank you.
Congresswoman
Blackman. I guess if we're in recess, we need to, motion, right? To recess?
Okay.
No, I just was wanting to make sure that we were finished with her. I didn't know.
Thank you. 3 p.m. Any discussion with Congresswoman Blackman?
What if the committee beforehand didn't do like the 3:15?
No, I've made appointments till 3 o'clock. I was told we need to be back at 3 o'clock.
I think we've got a book. The public's been notified. It's 3 o'clock. I've asked the health authority board to come and agree. So while I like the economy of moving it up, I just don't think for transparency and the people who want to listen in or show up, I just give the opportunity.
Enough for me.
So, okay, all in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Okay, we're recessed till 3 p.m.
Actually, don't you have to turn reports in your business?